Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Hello, this is Hal Coleman, the Pest Control Marketer, here again with my good friend and cohort, Mr. Mike Stewart. How are you, Mikey?
I am doing great. Am I cohort or cohort? What did you say?
Did I say cohort is what I meant to say.
Hort.
Come out cohort?
Okay. Yeah, cohort. But hey, I'll take that.
Cohort. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you know, but you got a great subject today. You know, when somebody's not being a good fit,
if you're going to talk about the way I pronounce words, I'm going to fire you.
All right.
Speaking of fire you, that's what I want to talk about today. When to fire a customer. Oh man, that's a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and it's a question that I go over with my coaching clients a lot, because everybody struggles with this, especially when you start out. When I started in business for myself, and I was a one man with a spray can operation, Mike, I took on every customer I could get my little hands on, because I needed the money and I needed to build my customer base, and I had bills to pay, and I would drive from here to Anchorage, Alaska, to kill some roaches for somebody, because there was a paycheck waiting for me up there. But as my business grew, I began to realize that some customers became a liability, and they were not making me money, but they were costing me money. And for a lot of different reasons. When I went in business for myself, I'll never forget this. My attorney, and you know my attorney, Jerry Wood. I was meeting with Jerry and telling him I was going into business for myself and I needed to set up a corporation and all of this stuff. And he said, "Well, are you going to service all of the Atlanta area?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I guess I will." I said, "There's not enough business just here in Roswell." And he said, "Well, there is if you get all of it." And we laughed, but I thought about that, and it really came full circle a couple of years later when I realized, man, I've got now, you know, this morning I've got to go, I've got to drive all the way, I got to drive 30 miles down the other side of Atlanta to do a $21 a month pest control service for this lady down there who's been with me now for a year. And now I've got other stuff to do, and I got to stop what I'm doing. I got to drive 30 miles down there to do this lady's pest control. And gee whiz, this is costing me money. You know, she's a great customer, but she's costing me money. So I decided to fire her. And the way I did it was very nice. There's a very nice way to fire people. And what I did was I told her, you know, Mrs. Johnson, it's gotten to the point where I just can't logistically get down here to service your home. If you were to ever have an emergency problem with a bug, it would be very difficult for me to get here on a timely fashion. So it's not fair to you. And it's not profitable to me. So we're both kind of on the losing end. So here's what I'm going to do. I have a friend. His name is we'll say John Doe. I had a friend. I said, he's been an associate of mine for many years. He has a fantastic pest control company. He services your area. I've already called and spoken with him, and he would love to have you as a customer, and he will make you happy, I promise you. And I will monitor everything that's going on. And I'm going to go ahead and have him give you a call and set up your next appointment. And if you have any problems, any questions at all, you let me know. You will be well taken care of. And I appreciate everything you've done for me. And you've been a wonderful customer. And we'll stay in touch. And she was so happy, so appreciative. She understood everything. And she went with him and was a great customer for him because he was in her territory down there. So that's a very nice way to fire somebody. But you see, I had to because she was just costing me money. And now there are other clients, as we all know, that just become a pain in the ass. There's no other way to say it because they drive you crazy. They're never satisfied. They call you at all hours of the day or night. They see one ant within 100 yards of their home, and they're on the phone calling you, and they expect miracles, which you can't deliver. And so there comes a time when you just tell them, I think you better find somebody else. Some people are rude and obnoxious and disrespectful. And that's one thing that I will not tolerate from anybody is rude behavior. I'm like Captain Woodrow Call on Lonesome Dove, you know. I hate rude behavior in a man and won't tolerate it. Woman either, for that matter. So sometimes it's just best to turn them loose. I don't want your money anymore. Some people's money is much better off in your competitor's pocket than it is in your pocket. Let them deal with all of the headaches and frustrations. There's not enough money in the world to pay you to have to live with frustration and anxiety and resentment and angst and depression over a customer. Get rid of them. Fire them. Some of the best feelings I ever had in my while I had my business was when I fired a customer. Because you know what? They deserved it, and I didn't want them around anymore. Now, Mike, your business is now, I was bricks and mortar business, offline home service industry all these years. You have, on the other hand, been in the internet business ever since Al Gore invented the internet. And, so you have clients the same way, online clients, the frustration. So talk a little bit about that because our pest control customers are going to be dealing with the same thing.
Well, number one, you know, it's okay to fire a customer. It's not okay to get even because generally you don't win. In other words, there's been many a time when somebody has been just that pain that you're talking about. They just, you know, you can't make them happy. You didn't, they say things, you know, you didn't deliver what you promised when you know you did. I mean, it's just unreasonable, ridiculous. You just want to scream at them. And I learned from a mentor of mine, Alex Mandosian, years ago. He said, here's what you do when people are crazy. He said, you fire them with love. He said, and with the internet, you can refer them to things that make you money when you're getting rid of them. And so there's possibly ways that you could have arrangements with other competitors that or ways, you know, for instance, you could send them to things online that say, well, you know what, if you think you can do this yourself, here's a great place where you can buy a do-it-yourself kit, and you be an affiliate at Amazon for it, and then if they buy the kit, you make money. But the things that I remember, I never get in an argument with somebody who's disgruntled or being a pain. I usually say this, and this is what Alex taught me, it appears we're not a good fit. And I'm sorry it didn't work out. And I've actually refunded people money in those cases, things they bought online, and you know they're complaining and they're unhappy. I say, here's your money back, and here are links to things that might be a good suggestion to help you solve your problems. And I wish you a great day. And I mean, and it really takes a lot out of me because I want to get what they call flame wars on the internet. And flame wars never work. They never work because there's some people who want you to get into this, I'll just call it what we call a pissing match. And the reality is on the internet, people are real brave on the internet. They're real brave to say horrible things, do things they would never have the nerve to say to you face to face. They'll say about you in emails and social media posts and Twitter posts and and reviews online. So the best thing to do is always respond with loving firemen.
Fire them with love. That's right. And you know, I had, and there again in the early days of my pest control business when a customer would get upset with me, and of course, it was never because I did anything wrong. It was always because they misunderstood, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we all have disgruntled customers from time to time, but it's that, and with most of the time, the vast majority of the time, we can straighten it out, and they become a good customer, and we smooth things out, we get over the hump. But sometimes it's just that chronic condition that causes you to say, wow, this person is not worth it. They're not profitable. They're taking a big toll on my time and my money and my psyche and my mental state and everything else. But like you said, fire them with love. Don't give anybody any reason to run around the community saying bad things about you. I mean, some of them are going to do it anyway, but don't give them any reason. If they give you a tongue lashing, just take it and say, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry I couldn't deliver the way you expected, and I wish you the best. I hope you find somebody that can make you happy, and I'm sorry we weren't a good fit. And you can always top it off by offering them their money back. You know, I fired customers on occasion, and of course I had customers that fired me too. Not perfect, misunderstanding. Somebody would tell me they weren't going to use me anymore, and I would just offer them their money back. And hardly ever can I remember anybody taking the money. No, I don't want my money back. I'm just, you know, we're done, yada, yada, yada. But knowing when to fire somebody, knowing when to have a tooth pulled instead of continuing to put heat on it and Asper gum and everything else, knowing when it's time to pull that tooth and get rid of it. You've spent all the money on it. You've done everything. You've had it drilled. Comes a time when it would solve all your problems if you just have that tooth pulled and get rid of it. So don't be bashful and don't feel like you're a failure if you have to fire a customer. Sometimes they make you feel like a failure, and your first taste of success is when you part ways with that customer and you say, wow, tomorrow's a new day now that I don't have that customer anymore. So I hope this was helpful to you listening to this podcast and our other podcasts too. How many episodes do we have now, Mike?
We're probably in the 30s now, and we have a commitment to finding, you know, you can email us and let us know subjects you want us to discuss, but we're going to continue to create a library of hopefully helpful suggestions and ideas and things that you need to consider from our experience of Hal owning his offline pest control agency for many, many years, and my almost 20 plus years of marketing online and bringing together both Hal and my world to help you. So lots of content here. You know, I somebody told me up here recently, the world loves on-demand bingeable content that's good. And I think that's what the Pest Control Marketing Podcast is. It's online, bingeable, amazing content that could make a difference in your business, your pest control business, and it's always will be absolutely free to help you. But we'll hope you consider checking out our websites and seeing how someday we could do business together.
I'll tell you something else that's free, Mike, and that's my newest book, How to Grow a Pest Control Business. Bottom line, how to grow a pest control business. And if you're listening to this podcast, you can download that book right now, absolutely free, at howtogrowapestcontrolbusiness.com. It's there. Download it. It will change the way you sell for the rest of your life. I know that because the information contained in that book is information that I used that changed the way I sell. And my clients use that information, and it changes the way they sell. So it will transform your business if you will pay attention to it and implement the things that I reveal to you in that book. So, Mike, it's always a lot of fun. It's time to get out of here, so I will talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.